Anyway, we'll move on to very exciting matters in Spanshall Hill, a tradition. The fair there is happening today, and that's a tradition that stretches back hundreds and hundreds of years. Our reporter, Brian O'Connell, is back in his home county and is on site for us and joins me now from the fair at Spanshall Hill. You're very welcome to the programme, Brian.
Morning, Cormac.
Set the scene for me there. What's happening?
Well, I'm coming to you from what is a damp fair green field here in Spanshall Hill, and one of Ireland's oldest horse fairs, made famous, of course, by the song of the same name, sung first by Robbie McMahon and later then by the likes of Christy Moore and Paddy Riley. Now, we're about 4 miles outside of Innes on the road to Tulla, and the horse boxes and the trailers, Cormac, they were queuing up from first light to fill the field here, and the trading has been underway since about 8 o'clock this morning. No one really quite knows exactly how old the fair is. I mean, some of the locals will tell you they have a charter here granted by Charles II in 1660, but they know it was probably held for 100 years before that. I'm told, for example, in 1912, the armies from Germany and from Prussia, they came here to buy, and they've kept coming until about World War II. So full of tradition and history here in Spanshall Hill.
You'll meet all types of characters there, I believe, and there's an awful lot of trading going on. But you met a photographer of repute and a musician of repute. There's nothing new there in County Clare, but Christy McNamara, tell me about him.
Well, you couldn't throw a stone in County Clare, but you wouldn't hit a musician. And beside me, actually, is Christy McNamara, a very well-known photographer, usually shooting with old Rolleiflex cameras, which is unusual, and he shoots on film. And he would have worked with the likes of U2 and many other people over the years. He's a local man. He's known to pick up the concertina and sing the odd song. So last night, Cormac, before we got out of the car and walked the roads to the fair green here, Christy gave me a verse of the Spanshall Hill song, and then we strolled from there, passed across and into the field.
Last night as I lay dreaming of pleasant days gone by, me mind been bent on ramblin', to Ireland I did fly. I stepped on board a vision and sailed out with a will, and I quickly came to anchor at my home in Spanshall Hill.
It's great to be in Spanshall Hill. We're walking up here, traffic jams.
And it's the night before the Spanshall Hill Fair.
Well, this is like in people's blood. People remember Spanshall Hill through the song and through the fair. And Spanshall Hill is known the world over. It's a place, I think it comes from the pagan times. You know, the solstice was yesterday. So there's something special about it. But
and your connection, besides the fact you live locally, you've been taking pictures here for how long?
At least more than 25 years.
What's the allure of a fair like this?
You never know who you'd meet. It's actually rural people, it's country people. It's a mixture of the people who have a love of horse, people who like being around crowds. It's ritual. It's also a gathering of the travelling people, and they were very involved in horses, and there was always an interaction between them and everybody that came.
No, you seem to be putting Christy McNamara through his paces there. He was slightly out of breath, Brian. A lot of work being done there.
Yeah, and I mean, I made a huge mistake yesterday of turning up in a suit. I'd come straight from an event in Dublin, Cormac. I stood out an absolute country mile in the field here as I tried to get some of the traders to chat to me. More than one of them asked, was I the man from the revenue?
Ah, they were suspicious of you, I'd say.
Oh, totally suspicious. Everybody said, oh, we're not making any money here. Actually, we're making a loss. So they were totally suspicious of me. None of the traders were chatting. Christy was talking about the wheeling and dealing there. And of course, you have the old three car tricks would be in operation here. I haven't seen them yet, but they're bound to be here this morning. There's always seems to be someone in the audience who's winning big on those. And the great temptation, of course, is to throw a few bob down.
And it's never you, Brian, is it?
It's never me, no. The last time I was here, it was about 5 years ago, I saw a poor, misfortunate German couple. They lost about €150 in the space of 5 minutes. So, but the other thing, when I was here late last night at about 9:30, 10 o'clock, there was a lot of attention focused on one horse in particular. And I chatted to the man who was eyeing him up, and the owner then spoke to me after. You were telling me about this horse here. What should I be looking at?
At the moment, you're looking at an Irish draft, Clydesdale. And the man himself is, I think he's there from Killinena.
What is it about that horse? I mean, it's a beautiful white horse. How big is it? 14, 15?
It's 14, 2. Fine, hairy. Well-structured, strong, strong-legged. I'd like to own him. he's been jumped, he's been driven, and there's been a good selection of foals.
If I was to persuade a credit union to support me, how much would I be looking at?
I'd say we'd be looking at about 5 ponies, horse tog, 5 G's, 5 grand. I'd say there'd be no bother to you. You wouldn't be needing the credit union.
A lot of people say... Just the horse is mad to get on radio. Tell me a bit about the horse.
Horse, I own him for the last 10 years, bought him in a yearling, best friend.
Have you naming him?
Max. Ah, he does everything in the lead once. Time to move him on now.
Have you a figure in your head?
I have.
And you won't go below
no, that? No, no. 5,000 is the price.
I suppose if it got to 5 or 6 o'clock tomorrow evening, you're still holding the reins, and someone said
no,
4.5,
no,
you take the hand off.
No, that is the price.
Are you not sad to see him go now?
You
would
are, you, but
would you
see,
get attached to him?
You would, of course. You will. You'll get attached to all horses. But you see, you have to give time for the next one coming up to, or you'll outlive him. That's the thing.
You'll give a bit of look back?
Oh, of course. Never saw the horse yet without giving look. Simple as.
And that's part of the tradition.
Oh, it is, yeah. For
how
sure.
How much would it be usually?
It all depends on what you get. If you get a couple of hundred, it'd be slacked like, but if you get a couple of thousand, you give a good look, Penny.
What fine, hairy, and driven. I thought he was describing you for a second. Did he sell the horse?
I was asking a man earlier, funny enough, do you take credit cards? And he said, credit cards. He said, we're even lazy to take checks here. He didn't sell the horse. He went flying past me about 10 minutes ago on the road about the horse. And he said, look, I've a man here I'm trying to meet. I'm hoping I'll get rid of him by 11 o'clock and I'll be back on the road. And another man I was chatting to as well, like many here, had a great affinity with horses and had grown up with them all his life. And he was talking about the healing property of horses, which I thought was interesting. And he lives near Spancel Hill, this next man. He said he was here to see how it went. He might go home with a horse yet, he doesn't know. But it's the therapeutic side of having a horse he wanted to chat to me about. And he started off by telling me a little bit about the international demand for horses here at Spancel Hill.
They're all going to Belgium and Germany, out in Europe.
Have you been involved in horses all your life?
All our life.
Grew up with them?
Grew up.
Huge money to be made out of it.
Oh, Jesus. Neil, it's only a hobby. It's only a hobby, yeah. The love of the horse.
You didn't make no money?
No money. No money with 10 years of the horses. Lost money every year.
Why is that?
Good job we were rich starting off. There was no money there. Nobody wanted to pay for a good horse. The problem this week now is the sterling, right? The Englishman wanted as much money to buy the horse. Where 2 years ago, if he bought a horse here for 1,000, he was only costing about 700, you know what I mean? 700 sterling. But now he's nearly costing him 1,000. Sterling could be very strong in 2 years' time.
You could walk away with a horse yet?
Maybe tomorrow, yeah.
What should I be looking at if I'm looking at a horse?
Oh, the beauty of a horse is the same as a beauty of a woman, like. It's in your eye. It's what you see. If you don't like it, you walk away. If you like it, once you like it once, once you see a horse first time, if you like him, you'll like him every day. But if you have to look at a second time at a horse, walk away from it.
Are you married?
I am.
How long?
30 years.
You're doing something right.
Yeah, she's still with me, and is. She drove me here this evening. The horse is a special animal. Horses can heal people, like. Like, the therapy of a horse and being around horses and mares and foals, it's just, you cannot buy it out of a bottle.
How do you know that in terms of healing?
So, when you spend all your life with them, if you're in bad form, you go out with the mares and foals, you come back in good form. You never come back in bad form of being with the horses. Just relax in that. If more people are doing it, and more people are doing country life, like out fishing and hunting and whatever, they'll be better people.
You believe that, John?
Honest to God, I mean, the people go out, say, fishing and hunting and shooting, they're so healthy people, and so people should do more of it instead of watching old computers and yokes and tabs and all. Their heads are wrecked from them, like.
There's a life lesson for you. There seems to be good crack and a good atmosphere there, Brian, but there has been some criticism of the fair as well, hasn't there?
Yes, John Carmody from Animal Rights Action Network, he has issues with some aspects of the fair. Now, he said in a statement last night that Spancel Hill was a remnant from Old Ireland, and he said there wasn't enough oversight and regulation of these fairs, and he's called for more legislation from government to either curb or tightly regulate the sales in fairs. I did get a response from one of the Spancel Hill committee members, Joe Hallinan. And he pointed out the Department of Agriculture were checking all horses. They were checking that they were microchipped when they arrived. In fact, there's a large Garda presence here and a large customs presence. Every car was dipped for diesel nearly on the way in at two entrances and exits to Spancil Hill. And he has said to me that the organisers have an animal welfare officer on site and he's actively looking for any cruelty or untoward behaviour. And that every horse sold, as we know, given recent regulations, has to have a passport. And some of them here, he said, are better looked after than Premiership soccer players.
Yeah, well, I doubt that much with the money going around there in the Premiership. Can I ask you, though, am I hearing reports correctly that there's a large Garda presence there?
Huge Garda presence. There's a command and control centre on my left-hand side as I look out. Gardaí patrolling the road outside. Checkpoints on the way in and on the way out. I suppose it's fair to say there were issues here in years past, Cormac, particularly in the 80s when it went into decline. And that's been cleaned up an awful lot in the last 5 years now. And the Garda presence, I guess, is here in a proactive basis. I haven't seen any trouble. I've been here since about 7 o'clock last night. It's a really fun, friendly, festive, traditional atmosphere. A good day out for a lot of people. There mightn't be as much trading going on as in previous years at the moment. But it's probably early yet, you know. There's a good stretch of the day left.
How long will it last? What time will it finish up now tonight?
Once I don't go home on a pony, Cormac, will be all right. It'll finish up at about 5 or 6 o'clock this evening, I'd say.
Will it? Okay. And what are we talking about? Hundreds or thousands of people?
I'll give you an estimation. I'd say there's about 2,000 to 3,000 people in the field at the moment. Some estimates, I mean, when it was really good, you could have up to 6,000, 7,000 here. I doubt they'll get that this year. It's a bit of a wet day. But you're a couple of thousand people. I've met people here from Norway, Germany, Offaly, all parts of Ireland. I met a man here that we recorded in Puck Fair in Killorglin 2 years ago. He's here to buy a pony, he was telling me. So people here come from all over, and a lot of people who would have come here as kids, and they keep the tradition going.
Okay, well, Brian O'Connell, thank you very much indeed for that report. Mind yourself and mind the horses at the fair in Spancil Hill. Thank you very much indeed for that report.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.